In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to paint a little scene for you. And this scene is so very real. I've seen it done. I've seen it happen in people that I love. They've been jilted insofar that they've been fired from their job because there's no money. And then they go on unemployment, and they're writing resume after resume after resume after resume. But not only resume after resume, then they go into interview after interview after interview, and they become the third person and the second person, and then someone else is hired. I want to say that I have seen this happen right in the rectory with people that I love, looking for a job, and finding a job. Unemployment is about to run out. Things seem hopeless. Things seem like you just can't put two things together. What are we going to do? How are we going to pay our bills? I want to say that the government tells us that we have 9% unemployment. There are so many people that have stopped looking for jobs now because they are hopeless. At least they feel hopeless. And it's way higher than 9% honest. Way higher. Maybe you're one of the people that are feeling like, and it's just no use. I'm done. Well, I just want to tell you, you're not done. You'll be done when I tell you you're done, but you're not done yet. I have with me today Yvonne Melanson, and she's going to speak to us and to me about the very things that I'm talking about today. People that are discouraged, hopeless, because they've been fired and they cannot find a job. And even if they have a job, they've got a job that's paying one quarter of what they used to pay. And things don't seem very good. But Yvonne has something, I think, for every one of us, and it's all about hope that's grounded in Jesus. Welcome, Yvonne. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm here to bring faith and hope to people who have experienced the trauma of job loss. And it isn't necessarily just job loss. It could be any kind of a loss. But I'm going to base my discussion with you on Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I think that through the long, drawn-out perseverance of job-seeking, that people have forgotten that these are opportunities for each one of us when we walk through these trials by fire. That it is God who has closed the door. That it is God that is giving us an opportunity to know His ways, because His ways are higher than our ways. We're in a battle right now, and it's a battle between the flesh and the spirit. And the flesh wants to give up, but the spirit is saying, "I have plans for you to prosper you, and I'm giving you faith and hope today to believe that when God close that door, there is a meaning." And while I was preparing for this show, I saw the empty tomb at Easter. And when the holy women came to the empty tomb, they only saw in that moment the empty tomb. And people that walk through this experience of job loss, they walk out feeling rejected, and they feel rejection and persecution. But that empty tomb in reality was the resurrection. And Jesus is the resurrection. And these opportunities can come if people will just surrender to His love and know that he is trustworthy and faithful in all situations. And I say this, and through this experience, God has given me the desire for a new ministry to serve the hearts of the unemployed, to give hope and faith where there is no hope and faith. He has given me the format for workshops to help people. And the format first deals, it's a very safe environment where people come together of like mind who have been through these traumas. And God prepared me long ago because I used to have an employment agency for about 14 years. And then I was an HR supervisor. And all along, I was being prepared for this new ministry to bring comfort to people. And when I planned this, the Lord showed me the scripture, Isaiah 61. In Isaiah 61, and this is for everyone, if you're willing to take the step, it's for everyone. Isaiah 61 is the Lord's commissioning, and it says, "The Lord of the sovereign God is upon you, because the Lord has anointed you to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent you to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." So this workshop is a gathering of people to come together to learn how to be set free, to learn to go beyond the bondage and the darkness that they're in right now. And we come together, and I teach about the power of forgiveness.
Why would people have to forgive, Yvonne?
Because they don't understand the circumstances that led to their layoff or they're firing or whatever. People have been hurt. They have been rejected and persecuted. Sometimes people have done a job over and above that was required, and they still are on the street. So they need to forgive those people that have hurt them.
That's the first thing. That's the first thing, because if you're carrying a grudge, you're closing the doors to opportunities. Mm-hmm. If you're carrying a grudge, even if you're 100% right, I'm not telling you you're wrong, but if you're carrying a grudge, you are closing the doors of opportunities.
So I take them through the process of forgiveness. The second part of the workshop is that everyone who goes through a trial by fire, there is a beautiful benefit that comes from it. Just people that have been through sickness, when they get well, they realize the sickness played a role in their deeper understanding of who Jesus is in their lives. And so we focus on the benefits of this experience because people have learned and grown. And it's been a growth experience for everyone through this process. And the third part of the workshop is I teach them to close the door on the past and to create a new vision for what God is calling them to, and to open up their hearts and minds to the new vision. And then we pray together. We pray together that the past is the past and that God is doing a new thing in their lives. And we come together as a group and we pray together. We pray for each other. And it's an outreach to each other. And I am just expecting the outcome of these workshops to be a sense of renewed faith, a hope for the future, and just to watch the hand of God manifest your dreams right before your eyes, and to become a disciple bringing forth Isaiah 61 in your life for the sake of others.
You see, I know people that have lost jobs, good jobs. They've done a good job at these jobs, and then they have this regret. Why did I lose this job? Why did it happen to me? It's not fair. God's not with me. I want to tell you, that is a vicious circle that you are like a little puppy trying to chase your tail, and you will never find it. Now, regrets will lead you nowhere. We want to center upon, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. Yvonne said that you've got to close the doors of the past. That is so important, because if you keep on thinking of the past, you cannot go forward. You cannot go forward. You are stuck in a place where you don't even live anymore. I tell you my own experience, okay, not with losing a job, but with leaving a job when I left teaching. I left teaching, and I thought, this is what I thought now, that the day that I left teaching, God was going to provide for me something wonderful. Well, it didn't happen. And I remember the day that the school bells rang, I was in my automobile, and I was completely bereft. I even dreamt of kissing the hands of the principal, praying that she would take me back. I was living in the land of regret. I was living in the land of regret. Until I finally had to close the door and say, no more. This is over. It's almost like I've got to put a tombstone on it and say, it's finished. There's something else that God has for me. And I've got to find what that something else is. You see, regret will lead you nowhere. It'll lead you to chase your tail. It'll lead you to torment. It'll lead you to more regrets. And God is saying, I can bring beauty out of ashes. I can bring beauty out of ashes. Continue, Yvonne.
Okay. And Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death. And the people that I met in the unemployment places that I have been through networking, the power they give in their tongue is all the bad things that happened. They focus and they almost create like this wedge, and it just gets deeper and deeper in their lives. So I recognize that they needed to go from that place. So God in His grace brought me through all of these experiences to meet these people that were so desperate. They were desperate for truth, and they didn't even know they were seeking truth. But the truth is, they need to bury the past. And I'm willing to step up to create this environment for these workshops to give them the opportunity to bring light into darkness and to bring hope where there is no hope, where there is despair. And I've even met people that were so depressed. And when I started to prepare this workshop, I did a workshop in a secular environment, and I had to research to find out all of the aspects of unforgiveness. And I discovered through the Mayo Clinic website, and they talk about this on their website, and there is a Dr. Catherine Peterman, PhD, who says, if you don't practice forgiveness, you may be the one who pays most dearly. People experience health issues because of unforgiveness, such as insomnia, blood pressure, headaches, depression, and in some cases, despair and suicide. People get actually suicidal. So this is not only a spiritual, mental, and emotional concept of forgiveness, but it's also in relation to health issues. And the authorities at the Mayo Clinic, they know this only too well. You can go on that website, put in a search the word forgiveness, and you will find all the testimonies of the impact that unforgiveness has on the physiological aspects of your health.
So people really need to forgive their boss that fired them, or the person who took their place, or the person who lied about them, or the person who whatever. Like, forgiveness is important in order to close the door. Forgiveness is important. Because if you don't forgive that person, you know what's going to happen? You're going to keep on reliving that. You're going to keep on living in that distress, in that loss. And the Lord says, let's finish it, okay? Let's have a good funeral. Let's have a good funeral. Let's finish it. Let's even have a ritual. Let's have a ritual, you know? Make a little tombstone. I like it even better this way. Take the crucifix and write all the people you have to forgive. And in Jesus' name, I forgive this person. I forgive that person for what he did in the job. I forgive this person. And put it under the crucifix. Let it stay there. There are opportunities that God has for you that you don't even know of because you're blocking them. You're blocking them. And you might say, yeah, but you don't understand. Well, you know what? Maybe I don't understand. But I'm telling you, this is what you need to do. And if you do it, you'll start to see the Lord opening doors. Like, I have someone who comes to me and says, you know, but I'll never find a job like this again. You know what? He never will, because that's exactly what he has in mind. I'll never find a job. I said, you're going to find a better one. Do you really believe that? I believe it, but you know what? It's not up to me to believe. It's up to you to believe. When God closes a door, he opens a window. That's God. That's God. The other time he called me, and I care about this person. I care about this person. He started again. I said, I can't listen to you. I'm on my way to pray for a little baby in the hospital who's dying. And you know what? You've got a beautiful child who's really healthy. I love this person, you know? But here I was in the midst of going to pray for a little child. And I understand his frustration, but this got to end because God's got something for him that's so much better. So much better. Let me tell you about my father. I'm going to tell you, losing a job killed my father. My father worked for a Jewish man. He was the best employer. They always fought like cats and dogs and always hugged and made up. My father was a contractor. He was the foreman in painting. He did the Callahan Tunnel himself. He was the foreman in the Callahan Tunnel. And my father was a good worker. My father was a very good worker. Well, the man dies, and his sons take over, and his son fires my father. My father was like a lost soul. His job was his life. My father was like a lost soul. What are we going to do? And my mother would say, Vinny, we've got money. You're getting Social Security. We've got plenty. We've got money in the bank. There's no worry. But what are we going to do? He pined and pined. So I did? I started to tell people that my father wanted to paint their homes. And my poor father would do it for almost nothing, just so that he would be busy. My father got cancer of the colon. I can directly point to the loss of the job with his death. He gave up. My father gave up. Like, his job was his life. Rather than there's an opportunity. Like, they could have traveled. They could have done things. But you see, my father worked since he was 12 years old. The only thing he knew was work. That's all he knew. He was one of the brightest young men. They wanted to send him off to this school. My grandmother said, you've got to help support the family. So my father had to quit school after the eighth grade. As bright as he was, with a paintbrush in his hand all of his life. And he was lost. He was lost, the poor man. Why? Because that which he thought was his life had ended. I tell you, life is more than that last job. Life is more than that last job. And no one could convince him. You know, my mother would say, you know, this is foolish. But no one could convince my poor dad. He's having a good day now, but that's, you know, that's the past. That's the past, and that's the way he was. And no one could convince him. I don't want the same thing to happen to you. I don't want you to be in this kind of a rut. I want to tell you, that trauma can bring life. I want to tell you, God does have plans for you and plans that you would prosper. I want to tell you that when God closes a door, he opens something new. That he wants to give you beauty for ashes, but it starts with forgiveness. It starts with forgiveness. You've got to forgive these people. You've got to, because you've got to close the door on your last job. And then you surrender. You surrender to his love. And you surrender to his love and believe that he's going to open the door for you and that he's going to bring life out of the trauma. You know, what is there a greater trauma than giving birth? It's a trauma. But it's a life-giving trauma. Traumas do not need to be death-giving all the time. They can be life-giving. And you know, I am so able to believe that God doesn't allow things without giving me something better. It might take some time. But he never, because he's got his hands on your head. Tell us more.
Well, we're going to be doing our first workshop in the Catholic Church on next Wednesday, May 18th, at the Holy Rosary Rectory, 993 Shirley Street in Winthrop. And I invite you all to come to be a part of this process where you will get an infusion of new hope and faith and understanding with all the people that come, because we've all been through it. And I just thank God for the experience that he brought me through, because he brought me through to bring me to. And he is doing the same thing for you and opening new doors of opportunity. And you just have to listen. You have to pray. You have to seek his will, seek his heart, know and trust in him more deeply.
So May 18th, give them your email address.
My email address is forgive770@aol.com.
Forgive770@aol.com. If you're interested in this, you email Yvonne. Forgive, F-O-R-G-I-V-E, 770@aol.com. Forgive770@aol.com. And it'll be held at Holy Rosary, 993 Shirley Street, at what time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, and that's on May 18th.
May 18th. It's approximately two and a half hours duration.
And what do you have to lose? You've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. That's 2 o'clock, May 18th.
No, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, May 18th at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. May 18th is on a Wednesday, and you're invited. And you can email Yvonne at forgive770@aol.com. 770@aol.com. Forgive770@aol.com. And it'll happen on May 18th at 10 o'clock at 993 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Massachusetts. And I will say it again next week. I also want to tell you today at 1:30. We'll be praising the Lord at the Holy Rosary at 993 Shirley Street, and we'll be adoring the Lord today. You're welcome to come and join in our praise party at 1:30. I want to also tell you that God's still on his throne and still hears and answers prayer, and he does make beauty for ashes. He does. He knows how to do that. I also want to tell you that I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And next Wednesday, on the 18th, we will be at the Espousal Retreat House. If you would like to come, it's at 7:30. Last night we had a very good meeting. It was wonderful. You're welcome to come to the Espousal Retreat House next Wednesday. Tonight at 7:30, I celebrate the Eucharist, and then we have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. You're welcome to come to the Holy Rosary tonight at 7:30. Today at 1:30, we'll be praising the Lord. You're welcome to come to the Holy Rosary. And I want to say again, I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And Jimmy the Roofer, you know, 617-519-0341, 519-0341, 519-0341. And Yvonne's experience is next week, May 18th, 10 o'clock, at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. And her address is forgive770@aol.com. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.